This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Secretary of the Treasury, Jack Lew, is in China this week for meetings. Computer hacking, currency valuation, trade gaps, and the like will be on the agenda. Bilateral concerns, I think, is how diplomats would characterize it. But newly installed President Xi Jinping and his colleagues have domestic worries over there as well, mainly keeping the political peace amid growing economic inequality. For the past year, our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has been telling stories of the Chinese economy and the people who make it work along a single street in Shanghai, the Street of Eternal Happiness. Today, yuppies asking a big question about China's economic growth and its history. Here's Rob.
When you take a stroll among the steel and glass towers of downtown Shanghai, you could be anywhere. Sometimes in this city, it's easy to forget you're in China. And then suddenly, there it is. China. A beggar sits on a curb of the Street of Eternal Happiness, playing the flute. The skyscraper behind him releases a stream of office workers in black suits. They pass by on their way to the subway. Today's Rush Hour soundtrack brought to you by the Ming Dynasty, a tune from 500 years ago. A reminder that China has thousands of years of history. And more of these office workers want to reconnect with it. A converted apartment in a quiet lane just off the Street of Eternal Happiness is packed with young urban professionals. They're drinking tea and taking notes from a professor who's teaching them how to write classical poetry. Each week, they come here to discuss the teachings from the era of Confucius, 2,500 years ago. Liu Xun helps run this club.
Now the society is going in a very fast pace. Some people like it. Some people have to cope with it, but some people, they really don't like it.
China's breakneck economic growth is bewildering to outsiders. Even if you're an insider, it can make your head spin. Liu says many young professionals are desperately seeking ways to cope with the pressures of 21st century China.
It's always a good thing to go back and check what your ancestors have done. Maybe they have thought all these things over and over again, and they already have very good answers to you.
On this day, 10 members have dressed up in traditional bright-colored silk robes that were hip more than 2,000 years ago during the Qin Dynasty. They walk as a group along the Street of Eternal Happiness. People just stare. Shen Zifeng and Zhu Jiaqing say they do this from time to time to remind other Chinese about their traditional culture.
The problem is many Chinese think we're wearing Japanese or Korean clothes.
They have no idea. Each time we go out, we always have to remind people that this is our traditional clothing.
The club's co-founder, Xu Yuan, says many Chinese suffer from this type of cultural amnesia because of decades of revolution and economic transformation.
Many Chinese have forgotten what it means to be Chinese, yet their habits and behavior reflect an ancient tradition. Rediscovering who they are is really important.
In just 2 years, this small club has attracted more than 50,000 people to its events. It's part of a larger movement in China to revive Confucian thought. From thousands of cultural centers like this one to hundreds of Chinese government-funded Confucius institutes all over the world. Cultural critic Zhu Dake, a professor at Shanghai's Tongji University, is skeptical about the Confucian revival.
The government is rich, but the people are not. They're in a constant state of anxiety, so they seek out traditional philosophies from the time of Confucius. That encourages you not to worry so much about material gains and instead focus on the bright side of life. I think it's a way to hypnotize yourself rather than to proactively change the circumstances that cause your anxiety in the first place.
Zhu says China's Communist Party is promoting a Confucian revival because the party's original ideology is wearing thin. Zhu would rather see Chinese people embrace non-Confucian aspects of Chinese history, such as Taoism, which places a greater emphasis on a harmonious relationship with nature, something he says China, with its terrible environmental record, could use. Back on the Street of Eternal Happiness, Zheng Jianfei, dressed in a black silk robe from the Qin Dynasty, says there's a big debate in China about which parts of its cultural tradition the country should embrace going forward.
Some say we should develop Chinese society with unique Chinese characteristics. Others say we should continue to embrace Western culture. And some even say we should step back to feudal society with an emperor. Who knows?
But tonight, there's a more pressing matter to figure out. On their walk in their traditional Chinese costumes, the group gets lost on a winding road, unsure of where they are. No need to worry, Zheng tells the others. If we just keep walking, he says, we'll find our destination. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.